Helen and I had this unusual relationship. The first time I saw Helen, I just saw this most beautiful, attractive woman. Joe sat right over there, kind of right in front of Josie. And she always greeted everyone with that beautiful smile and the sparkle in her eyes. And as we became friendlier as time went on, and we got to know each other, and we did a lot of things here. As you guys know, we worked on worship together, we hung butterflies, we did bazaars, we did all that, these wonderful things together. And I would always tell Helen, "You are my mentor. And I ask God for the grace to be given that I may age as beautiful, caring, loving, and giving as you are." And her beauty just radiated, not only on the outside, but from the inside out. And she'd go, "Know him. You are my mentor, and I wish I could grow old being more like you." And I'd go, "Well, why, Helen?" "Because you are faithful and you really trust God. There's times I just doubt it and I just can't give my whole 100% trust to him, but you can." So we would battle back and forth and who was more of a mentor and who was doing more. But the beauty of Helen was, and with our relationship, is that we saw the God in each other. We had different talents, and we offer that to each other. And that's what our church community is all about. It's not just sitting in the pew, and it's not just doing the work. It's seeing the need in another person, or seeing the special talent in the other person, so that you can bring that forth to live fully in the life of Christ, to walk the walk of Jesus. Like I said before, she was an example of Jesus to all of us. She never really complained. She never was angry or upset with anyone. She just went about her business and always had her cheerful smile. And she created an energy that greatly inspired a lot of women in this church, especially me. And like I said, I wanted to become Helen, and I'm still working at it. Not there yet. She head up one of the circles. She was the circle leader for the Martha Circle, correct? Is it Martha? So I said, "Well, if I'm going to start my journey, I need to be the leader of another circle." So I head up the Deborah Circle. And we're the youngins. And we have all made a joke, because there's many older women in this church, along with Helen, who are the examples, who set the example for us. So we had this debate one Deborah Circle meeting on who was going to be who. And I said, "I'm Helen. I'm replacing Helen in this church." And we do have a few women that can replace Helen's daughter. And we have someone to replace Mary Logier and Dot Palm. And there's a Betty Curry amongst us, and a June Blaine, and a Sylvia. And yes, there's even an Alita. We'll be missing the Dr. Sandra, because not one of us are talented enough to sing and play music the way she does. But that is what church communities are about, is about becoming the example of Jesus, like Helen and like the other women, and to be the example to the next generations coming up, that you want to live that life like that person. And you want to become part of that. As we were cleaning the closets this summer, we came across these little bag. And in the bag had some paints and brushes and these paper patterns of all these little pumpkin faces. So Jean Griffith and I found them and said, "Wouldn't it be nice that we, as the Deborah Circle, paint these pumpkins in honor of Helen, not knowing what was going to come about, and that we will sell them and reinstitute her energy with these little pumpkins." Jean and I set up a date, for yesterday morning, that her and I were going to go through the patterns and we're going to prepare the pumpkins and we were going to get everything started so the rest of the girls can help paint these pumpkins. And unbeknownst to us, that plan was made before we heard the news. And then we said, now we definitely have to paint these pumpkins. So Jean and I sat at my house yesterday morning with all the paints. And I swear, after an hour, we both looked at each other and said, how the did she do all these pumpkins? We could not have a steady hand in going over the little bumps to make those little eyes and make the little noses. And we certainly said, all right, we've got to find some other people to help us do this in the future because we're not going to make these pumpkins. Jean and I, and I'm an artist and Jean is very crafty, but I have to say, this was not an easy task. And to know she made hundreds of these every year is beyond my belief. So kudos to Helen. Thank you for the pumpkins. I don't know if we're going to duplicate that in the future, but we'll try. We definitely will try to go further. As Brian was saying before, Helen was especially talented with mediating. When I first came to this church and I was on worship and I started to change up worship and what I did on the altar and what I did for the worship service, Helen Stalter and Helen were very good friends and she said to Helen, I don't know who's going to do this after Pam leaves. And, you know, what if she leaves? Well, she can't do this anymore. Why can't, you know, how are we going to replace this? And your mom just said, God will take care of it. Let her do what she's going to do. Because she wanted to hang the butterflies with me anyway. So she was, like, looking to keep me on board. And she did. And then Terry came on board. And we all worked together on worship with your mom. And we just enjoyed her presence, her joyfulness. I went over so many things in my head that I wanted to say because she was so special to me, and it was really hard to pack it all in. And I wanted to read a poem that I know maybe most of you have heard before, but I think this describes how Helen lived her life. How do you live your dash? What matters most is the dash between those years. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love, and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that you can still rearrange. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real, and always understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before, if we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering this, that this special dash might only last a little while. So when things are being read and said with your life's actions to rehash, will you be proud of how you lived your dash? The author is anonymous, and I just love it because it reminds us from when we were born to when we die, how do we live that? How do we embrace that? I didn't know Helen very well. My time with Helen was very short, but I know she is in a very special dwelling in heaven with all the angels around her. And our paths in life always cross for a reason. We are not responsible for the life of one another. Only the quality of life in which we enrich each other, no matter how long the time given with one another. I say, Helen, thank you for enriching the quality of my life and your divine love will forever be dear to my heart. Till we meet again.